In Iran, there are still no final results from last Friday's parliamentary election. The government says all the votes are counted and conservatives will predominate in the next parliament. Reformist candidates were largely disqualified. We know they have won some seats, but how many is still to be determined. And as NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran, there are more and more complaints about how the election was conducted.
Results from Friday's balloting have been dribbling out over the past 3 days, and the government has repeatedly issued conflicting reports on the results. Iran's Interior Ministry now says principalists, that is, conservatives who support the Islamic Republic, won 166 seats out of a total of 290. Reformists have secured 32 seats, independents another couple of dozen. In the races for more than 60 seats, there will be a runoff soon because no candidate got more than 25% of the vote. This much could have been predicted, says Hermidas Bavand, a former Iranian diplomat and professor of international law.
Of course, it was not a kind of genuine free election that different political groups to be able to take part in the process of election.
The reformists were most disadvantaged, with up to 1,700 of their candidates disqualified before the voting took place. So although two key slates of reformist candidates did take part, the disqualifications left them with too few candidates to run in all of Iran's constituencies. In addition, they were systematically excluded from monitoring the counting of votes. Reformists were expected to fare better in cosmopolitan Tehran, but so far, of 30 seats reserved for Tehran, the principalists allied with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad have taken 19. The rest will go to the second round. Reformists have won no seats in Tehran, a result they do not accept. Ali Shams Ardakani, a prominent economist and businessman, says this kind of an election will only increase disillusionment with voting in Iran.
To have a more entrenched democracy, the more people are excited to participate, the better it is, the result is better and is more fair. The result would, in my opinion also, the result would not be much different.
Many reformists disagree with that. There is much talk here of how the government engineers the outcome of elections now. Disqualifications help to limit who actually does run in many constituencies, which allows the government to pick winners in the view of Saeed Laylaz, a well-known political analyst.
There hasn't been a good competition inside the election. There has been rejecting of the reformists. We didn't have enough access to mass media of the country in the country. We believe that there are a lot of seats which actually appointed, not elected.
In addition to incomplete returns, the Interior Ministry has not announced which groups of conservatives or principalists have won which seats. This is important because not all conservatives are the same in Iran. There are those close to President Ahmadinejad, and there are those who have been critical of his policies, especially on the faltering Iranian economy. If the anti-Ahmadinejad conservatives have done well, Saeed Laylaz sees the possibility of a limited alliance of practical conservatives with the small reformist faction to challenge the government's economic policies.
Mostly, they will be united against Mr. Ahmadinejad in economy, and they will be united against reformists in politics.
Hermidas Bavand is not sure yet whether this division among conservatives is real.
If it's going to be a genuine rift, I take it as a good omen. But if it's going to be a kind of a very shallow rift, I don't think the new majlis could be worked out properly for solution of the Iranian problem.
Whether or not the parliament, or majlis as it's known here, will see an alliance of pragmatic conservatives and reformers, Bavand believes the reformers must be tougher on their own in challenging government policies.
I do not think the general political atmosphere is conducive enough for the minority to stand up vis-à-vis the fundamentalist group.
So it's not yet clear what kind of parliament Iran has created this time around. Whether this parliamentary election has been good for Ahmadinejad and his prospects for a re-election next year is also unclear. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.